It's now 7:35, and the Food and Drug Administration has approved a first-of-its-kind medication for breast cancer patients. The drug, called Kadcyla, targets tumor cells while sparing the healthy cells. Cancer researchers say the drug may offer a clear advantage over older drugs because it delivers more medication with fewer side effects. But this new medication is costly and does have some side effects. Here to talk more about this new breast cancer medication and its risks and benefits is Dr. Lori Medeiros. She's medical director of the Rochester General Breast Center. Thank you so much, Dr. Medeiros, for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Tell us more about this new medication, Kadcyla. How does it work, and how is it different from current medication?
Well, it's an exciting development in that it's the next stage of what we currently use to treat HER2-positive patients. Currently, we use drugs such as trastuzumab, Herceptin, as it's more commonly known. This drug is kind of the new generation, and it's really targeted right now for people with metastatic breast cancer, meaning breast cancer that's spread to other organs, who are HER2-positive and who have progressed on our conventional therapies. The difference with this drug is that it actually is a binder, so it's actually bound to another drug, which is a high-potency cancer drug that is actually targeted towards the receptor on the HER2 cells. And what that allows it to do is to transmit this high-potency drug to those cancer cells, and it has shown some promising results in clinical trials.
Kadcyla does come with a hefty price tag, as we mentioned, $9,800 a month. That's more than twice that of regular Herceptin. Do you think many insurance programs would cover these costs, or that they would be prohibitive for patients?
I think it's going to end up depending on the clinical situation. Again, it is a targeted group of patients that are candidates for this drug right now, and they are patients who are progressing with cancer that's spread to other organs already. And in the trials, we're looking at prolonging the lifespan by a good 6 to 9 months. The importance of this is that the people who have this kind of cancer, 20% of patients have HER2-positive cancer. Patients who have metastatic cancer with HER2-positive are often young, and that time difference can be significant for them. But yes, right now, like any drug that comes out, the price tag tends to be quite hefty at the beginning. I believe that Roche has said that they will help patients who are unable to pay and still qualify for this drug.
This medication is not the only cancer drug of its type that targets cancer cells while sparing healthy cells,
correct?
This is part of a whole class of drugs that could benefit other cancers.
Right. Well, it's a whole movement in breast cancer. We're moving more towards individualizing treatment for biological subtypes, meaning that as opposed to just looking at this and saying, well, it's breast cancer and this is how we treat it, and a more cookie-cutter approach to this, all of the research and development really is pointing more towards understanding the different subtypes and being able to treat them more specifically. And the idea behind that is always to limit the side effects and limit the impact on normal cells or impact on a person's lifestyle while still providing optimal therapy for that type of cancer.
And do tell us about the side effects of this medication that we know of so far.
Right. Well, this is being approved with a boxed warning, meaning there's an alert for patients and healthcare providers. It's not a drug that's a first line right now, and it can cause serious liver problems, heart problems, even death. And it really can't be used in women who are pregnant because of severe life-threatening birth defects. Again, it's a drug that's being used for late-stage metastatic breast cancer as a second line. Most commonly, although we talk about the really bad side effects whenever we talk about a drug, the most common side effects that were being reported in patients who were being treated with this were mostly effects that you would expect to see with chemotherapy, such as nausea, fatigue, pain in muscle or joints, platelets, which are a blood type, lowering, and then increased liver enzymes, headache, constipation, and those kinds of things, which are more tolerable and certainly not life-threatening.
Dr. Medeiros, we thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Lori Medeiros, Medical Director of the Rochester General Breast Center.